Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Andre Champagne. The New Orleans Saints are sending wide receiver Rashid Shaheed to the Seattle Seahawks in return for a 2026 fourth and fifth round draft pick. Shaheed will be reunited with former Saints offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak in Seattle. New Orleans is now down to Chris Olave, Brandon Cooks, Devon Vele, and Mason Tipton at the wide receiver position. The LSU Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to name McNeese State President Wade Roos as the university's next president. Roos will play a major role in the hiring of LSU's next athletic director. Pelicans coach Willie Green is on the hot seat after New Orleans' 0-6 start to the season. Green's discussions with the Pelicans front office, including Executive Vice President Joe Dumars, remain focused on finding a quick solution to improve the season.
Joe and I, we talk pretty much every day. We all echo the same sentiment that we'll continue to work at it. We're all frustrated, want to be better, and we're all a part of making sure that we do what we can to be better.
The Pelicans look to get in the win column tonight as they host the Charlotte Hornets at 7 p.m. LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
LSU's rushing offense ranks 15th in the SEC, averaging just 106 yards on the ground a game. In Alabama's lone loss of the season, Florida State rushed for 230 yards. Interim head coach Frank Wilson says running the ball effectively will be a key to beating the Crimson Tide this Saturday.
We'll have to be able to run the ball. I think it's something that you have to invest in, and you can't just talk about it and say you're going to do it. You got to do it, and I think it helps us from a passing game standpoint to be more effective. I think it helps in holistically complementing your defense as well, and I think we have talented backs that can do it.
LSU women's basketball season begins tonight as the Tigers host Houston Christian at the PMAC at 7 p.m. Head coach Kim Mulkey enters her fifth season coaching at LSU. The Tigers bring in three new transfers, including junior Mylasia Fulwiley, senior Amaya Joyner, and sophomore Kate Koval. LSU also brings in the top freshman class, which includes Bella Hines, Grace Knox, Divine Borich, Zakiya Johnson, and Megan Yarnovich. LRN Sports, I'm Andre Champagne.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
You do what's required and asked of you to represent our university.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
We're all in to finish what we've started.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gildo.
Two great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Tiger Rag Radio. We are going to go right to our first guest. We got an action-packed show here over the next couple of hours, but our first guest is a really special one. It is Interim Athletics Director Virge Osberry, and it's an interview that we actually just did prior to the start of the show because he had another commitment at 6 o'clock. So let's get right to the interview with Virge Osberry, as it's myself, Executive Editor Todd Horn, and the editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Glenn Gilbo, getting an opportunity to talk with the new leader of LSU Athletics. All right, Interim Athletics Director Virge Osberry. And Virge, it's good to have you on our airwaves here on Tiger Rag Radio. Usually I have to give a long title for you, so it's kind of nice just to say Interim Athletics Director. How does it feel being the leader of this athletic department, something that you've known for most of your life and you've been working with in most of your adult life?
Jeff, it's an easy transition. Just making sure that the people here at working on the department are comfortable and the department is stable. And just what's good for the department moving forward positively, making sure all of our all of our constituents know what's going on, and we're in good shape. And we're just trying to move this department forward. You know, the first thing I need to do is get the football coach in here. And we've been having great success with contacts and people talking to us, and a lot of interest in this position. So that's the first thing we have to do, and continuously stabilize the department and work with our coaches, work with our student athletes, which is important to us as an institution.
So, Verge, this is Todd. You mentioned the coaching search, and obviously that's got to be, you know, your priority right now, I would assume. And you've been given full authority from the board to lead the coaching search, as we all know. What's your timeline for naming Brian Kelly's successor?
You know, we really don't have a timeline. We're letting the process take its course, and we started that pretty much Sunday, that timeline. We have Dr. Roos here, our president. He's here, and that's perfect. You know, he'll be a part of helping us with that. You know, we have that committee, and he'll be a part of that. He needs to be a part of that. So excited to have him here and work along side by side with us to get this done. We have a Dr. Dalton, also the chancellor and the provost of the campus. It's going to be very important to us, especially academically, and for our student athletes and our academic center for athletes and those type of things. The big thing about it is, you know, you talk about the process and the timing. It's now we have some alignment. We have the board, you have the president, you have me as the interim. And now we just have to go find the right person, the right coach to lead this great program.
Verge, if you find a coach who's going to be coaching through December and into January, do you feel confident that Frank Wilson can keep the class together and go through the early signing period in December, and you might not have one by that first signing period?
You know, we got to have something in place. Frank Wilson. Frank has done a great job of holding this program together. You didn't see any guys get out and try to say they're going to leave and not play and sit out. You look at all our recruits, have a great recruiting class, and it's holding strong, and that's important. So Frank Wilson is a big part of this puzzle that we're putting together. And then we're just going to see how it plays out. You know, Frank has four big games ahead of him, interim coach, and we're not planning on just lying down and say, okay, you know, we've got an interim coach and we can't win. We gave Frank full authority to go out there and win these games, compete hard, play hard, and see where the chips lay.
Virgil, if we could go back to the committee, you know, you've assembled a five-man committee, but you're titled interim athletic director, but you're probably one of the most knowledgeable football minds in the country. I mean, you played the game, you understand the game, you've been in the business since your whole career. Both of your sons play major college football, one at LSU right now. What are you prioritizing when you're looking for a coach right now for LSU at this particular juncture?
You know, a good fit, one who can relate to the players, relate to the people, have a presence of himself in Louisiana, our state, in our area. A person who could lead the program, could hire. But, you know, it really changed. Our world has changed. You know, we're not like the NFL. You know what the NFL is. You have the general manager. You have the head coach. You have the players. We're just the opposite. We have so much external deals now. You have the NIL. You have agents. And the thing about what we're trying to do is not only help the new coach when he comes in, but also have things in place, mechanisms in place to make sure that he's successful. That's the most important thing. How are we set up? Are we doing everything it takes to help him to be the best that he needs to be? And then just a guy who fits with us, fit what we do down here. And like I said, communication. We want the football players and football team to have fun. It should be something to have fun and enjoy themselves. And then also the leadership of that person. How does he manage the recruiting, the NIL deals? How does he manage the team itself, the practices, things like that? Just somebody to have a great command of the program, a leader of the program, where, you know, we're not going to be there day to day. He has to be a guy, the person to run that program. And that's the type of coach we're looking for.
Verge, not that you would need to, but you had a lot of respect for Nick Saban even well after he left LSU. Is he a guy you would call for advice on, like, who he thinks is a good coach, or have you called him?
Nick and I talk about it every 2 weeks anyway. That's a standing conversation we have. You know, the first thing I said, I'm coming to pick you up to be the head coach. So that's not part of the deal. He said to Terry, say she's not going anywhere. We have to commute. But coaches are, yes, that's somebody I talk to, and there's a lot of other people I talk to. But Coach Saban is so much knowledge about the game. He's traveling, working for ESPN. So you get to see a lot of things. You get to talk to a lot of coaches. You get to observe a lot and say, this guy be a fit. And that's one of the questions I've always asked him. I said, Coach Saban, what it takes to coach at LSU? What it takes to coach at Alabama, those type of places, these big institutions. And you always say, LSU is a two-hand on 18-wheel job. I mean, you take your eyes off the road, you take your hand off the wheel, you'll flip the truck over. And so it's so important to get the right fit for what we're doing. Look, I said it earlier, all these coaches could coach. Every coach knows X's and O's. But then it's how do you put that into the program? How do you educate your team and your players, get them to buy in? When I was looking on the field, I just see things and the body language of players and those type of things. That's important. That's important about are they connecting to the head coach. And anybody could teach, but are they learning what you teach? And that's what we're looking for in this new position, this new head coach.
Verge, there's been a lot of coaching searches that have had a lot of controversy around them historically. When Bill Arnsberger was hired, your first coach, there was a lot of controversy with Bob Broadhead and the firing of Jerry Stovall. When Mike Archer was hired, another one of your coaches, the Board of Supervisors picked that because Joe Dean hadn't come in yet as athletic director. When Mark Emmert hired the best coach ever in Nick Saban, Joe Dean was not as involved as he was in the previous two coaching searches. So my question is, there's a lot of controversy going around now. Do you think that's pretty par for the course for hiring an LSU coach? And have you ever heard of an LSU coach or an LSU candidate taking his name out or turning the job down because of the politics that are always around? The politics down Nicholson Drive at the Capitol that are always around. That's the question.
Yeah, I think it's politics everywhere, not just in Louisiana. It's every state, every school. I think, football coaches, they coach football. They have a job to do. If you win, there's no problem. If your teams play well and you do what you're supposed to do, then there's not going to be any politics involved with it. It's winning and losing. Brian Kelly, when we made the change, it wasn't about politics. It was about, we saw the program need to take a change and need to be better than what we were seeing out there on Saturday nights. So it's not about, I don't think it's the politics that's involved with this here. I think every search, everybody think you have all these coaches running to your program. That's not true. You got to find the right person, or the right fit, and it just takes time. And to get that person, you got to sit down with them face to face. I've had communications with a lot of people in the business talking about, different coaches, different philosophies. Talking to some people and just seeing how do you keep this program where it needs to be. As I said, we're playing 12 playoff teams. Tonight the college football playoffs is coming out. And there's going to be, 12 teams. There's going to be two teams listed as maybe getting in and two teams maybe getting out. But LSU needs to be in that conversation. I'm not saying every year you're going to win a national championship and win the SEC, but you got to be consistent. If you look at the teams last year, Ohio State, I mean, they were a team that they were 12th seed going into it, 10th or 12th seed. And they went on to play and win the national championship. And now they're going to 16 probably here soon. We need to be, LSU needs to be in that position if we're going to move forward.
When you talk about the college football playoffs, it was almost college football playoffs or bust, it seemed like, for Brian Kelly, Verge, entering this year. And it seemed like he built that up himself. I mean, with a lot of his optimistic explanations about the team and the talent level being his best roster ever at LSU and the $18 million spent in revenue sharing NIL for this roster. And now it appears like, I guess mathematically, LSU still could make the college football playoffs, but I think it's realistically a very long shot. And that's disappointing. So what for these final four games, what would you say is one thing that can really excite and bring together this disappointed LSU fan base at this moment?
I think just watching a young man compete hard. I don't think our fan base, you lose a game by, 7 points or 2 points or a field goal, they can live with that. When you're getting beat, 50-some points scored on you in your backyard and you score 18, they can't live with that. So the expectations are, we have to be in every game, play hard, compete. You're right. We spent that money on the roster, but I tell people, just because you spend money on a roster doesn't mean you're going to win. You have to get the right people, the right collection. Now you have the freshmen, you have your core, and you have your free agents. And it's how you blend all that together to make it work. That's the important part. It's really like an NFL system, but you really don't have – you have more moving parts, as I said earlier, the mechanisms you have to put in place. And all of a sudden you have to just do – you know, not because we LSU, we win. It's, are we doing the right things to win? And we have the right people in the right positions to win. So those are the things that we're looking at. You look at the team. Like I said, you be careful what you buy. 32 NFL teams, only 14 make it to the playoffs. Those other payrolls out there, including the Saints, those are some high payrolls. But you have to make sure that you're getting the right people when you bring them in. You know, somebody told me a while back about when you look at a roster and even the kids who get in the transfer portal, what programs are they coming from? Are they coming from winning programs? Are they coming from programs that's losing? And you have to take that into account when you're looking at players. You know, where are they coming from? Is the culture there, the tradition there, where they're coming from? Is a winning program? Are they leaving because, you know, they just want to leave for no reason? Or are they leaving because it's an opportunity to make us better? I think that needs to be evaluated when every young man we bring in here in the portal.
Of the previous head coaching hires at LSU, how many of them were you closely involved with? And what did you learn from them, whether you were closely involved or just in the know? What did you learn from some of the previous searches for football coach at LSU?
I was involved with four of them, going back to Saban. And you just have to find, you know, it's not an exact science, Glenn. It's like, let's remember Nick Saban when he came here. Everybody thought he was Lou Saban, first of all. Calling
him, that's right.
You remember. And another thing was, we beat him. And his best year at Michigan State was 9-2. And Jerry DiNardo, the coach we fired, he beat him in the Independence Bowl.
Right.
He did pretty good.
Right.
So everybody was like, okay, well, who is this guy? Who is this person we're bringing in? You know, knew he was a great defensive coach, but that's all you knew about him. You didn't know much about Michigan State. And back then, people didn't have the access they have to watch so many different games. So you bring this man here, and you really don't know what you have until he steps out on the field and he builds a program, builds a team, second year in the SEC championship, then wins the national championship in 2003. So there's no science to it. You know, Les Miles was a guy, he lost his last game really bad to Ohio State, to Urban Meyer. He comes here, you know, he wins a national championship, and he plays another national championship game. Ed Orgeron, you look at Ed Orgeron. We're going down the process. Some guys we think we had on the hook didn't sign up. We couldn't get them in the boat. And you go on and you hire Ed Orgeron. And Ed Orgeron just coached the best team in the history of LSU in 2019. So you never know how these things work out. But we want some consistency in the program. We want a coach to come in, and every year, you know, we are close to being one of those top teams and being at top 12. Brian Kelly's first year here, he won the SEC. He played in the SEC championship game.
Won the West, right.
Yes, and you expect it from that point to take off. And, you know, he beat Alabama at home, and those things happen. But we have to be aware we consistently every year that we're one of the top programs. You ain't going to win a championship every year, but you got to be right up there to the top.
Virg, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it. We know you're busy right now. Look forward to seeing how this search develops, and good luck.
Thank you all so much. Appreciate
Thank you, Virg.
Interim LSU Athletics Director, Virg Osbury. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
1-800-673-5555.
I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage.
Tiger Rag Radio is on now.
And we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Brian Kelly is no longer on the stage. So,
man, we got to get that changed. We got to get that. When are we doing that?
Hey, did you hear Frank in the open? I had Frank in the open.
Well, that's good for you. Good for you. But it seems like it's been busy, 10 years since Kelly got fired.
It feels like 10 years, Todd. Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the executive editor of Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn. Glenn Gilbo is at player interviews today as they speak for the first time since everything went down. So it'll be interesting to hear what the players have to say tonight. But we need to very interesting what happened as I told everyone at the top of the show, Verge cannot join us at 6 o'clock. And now we know why, because he was meeting with the new LSU system president, Wade Roos, who has given him the job, according to multiple reports, as the permanent athletic director. So how about that?
With a formal,
what a day on LSU's campus, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a formal announcement is supposed to come in the next couple of days. I would assume it'll be sooner rather than later. And, you know, it's interesting. Wade Roos, the new president, has not even been on the job 6 hours, and he already made that decision.
Well, when we heard from Wade Roos today, after he had accepted the appointment as the new president of the LSU board of or of the LSU system, and we'll get into that a little bit more as well, because a bit of a surprise did occur at today's LSU board of supervisors meeting. We all knew that Wade Roos was the favorite to be the president, and he had talked about it extensively in his interviews, not only with the media but with the faculty senate, students, with the LSU selection committee, about restructuring the management of LSU. If you remember back earlier in this century, prior to 2012, you had an LSU system president and you had a chancellor. Like in 2003, I believe it was William Jenkins was the LSU system president, and Mark Emmert was the chancellor, and the chancellor was in charge of really the day-to-day operations of the campus, while the president is overlooking all of the LSU campuses, the eight of them, and now nine with UNO joining the LSU system. So Wade Roos is named the president, but James Dalton, who is the provost at Alabama, named the chancellor today, and James Dalton will also oversee Pennington, the health sciences centers. One of Roos's arguments against him being the next president is he has not had much of a background in research, and LSU wants to become a top 50 research university. Now that's where James Dalton comes in. So that I just wanted to put a tiny bow on that. So that was the huge thing that happened earlier today. And then when Wade Roos was talking with the media, he said that he was going to meet with Virge Ausberry. He's part of now the LSU coaching search committee, or the search for a new LSU football coach, and he said he was going to be aggressively involved in that, and he was wanted to talk to Virge today. So I guess as soon as he speaks with Virge, boom, he makes him the permanent athletics director.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like we said in the interview with Virge. I mean, I told him, you've got the most experience in the country. You know, football inside and out. You've been involved in this business forever. You have two kids playing college football, and you've hired actually been part of the hiring of four coaches here at LSU. You're the guy when it comes to needing to take this program over moving forward. I also think that Roos's background in finance and economics is huge for LSU moving forward, especially considering all of the financial challenges they're facing with the budgets moving forward, with bond issues coming up, maturing, as well as some of these buyouts that they made.
Yeah, it was interesting because under the old structure, the chancellor was involved more extensively with hiring of football coaches and of the major sports and so forth, but Roos is actually going to be the guy. He was asked specifically about that. And again, Dalton's more on the research side of things. So,
right. And what Roos, a day. Roos is on the hiring committee for the coaches as well. So,
all right. LSU plays a football game Saturday. I don't know if people realize that because so much has been happening. Mike Rodak of Bama 247 gives us a scouting report of the Crimson Tide when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Don't go away. A lot going on, so stay tuned.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. The LSU Board of Supervisors names a new president, and the Baton Rouge campus will have a new chancellor as well.
McNeese President Dr. Wade Roos is the new LSU president.
This is truly the honor of my life.
LSU Board of Supervisors Chairman Scott Ballard.
The board was deeply impressed by Dr. Roos's distinguished career, his record of achievement at McNeese State, and his clear forward-looking vision for LSU.
Part of Roos's vision is a major change in the management of LSU. Roos will serve as president of the system, and Alabama Provost Jim Dalton will serve as chancellor of the Baton Rouge campus.
It's a great opportunity for me, and it's a great partnership with this man. We're going to tear this up.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Saints were big sellers on this trade deadline day. They traded Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks for a fourth and fifth round pick in next year's draft, and just before the 3 p.m. Central deadline, they dealt offensive lineman Trevor Penning to the Chargers for a future draft pick. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Genetic testing from Seed Consulting has shown that all shrimp served at the Louisiana Shrimp Festival in New Orleans came from Gulf waters. The company uses the right test to determine whether the shrimp is actually Pacific white shrimp, which is not native to U.S. waters. Founder David Williams says through his efforts, several Louisiana restaurants which had been serving imported shrimp have changed to domestic shrimp.
When we go into a market, we definitely see a lot more increased requests for Gulf shrimp from restaurants, and we can see we're making an effect because the demand for shrimp is a lot higher now.
A Jefferson Parish English teacher gets the surprise of a lifetime today as she receives a $25,000 Milk and Educator Award. Sarah Watkins of Stella Worley Middle School in West Wago was overcome with emotion when she learned that she had won the prestigious national award.
I love my kids and I love teaching. They're good kids. They're super bright. They work hard, and relationships are everything.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the Executive Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and Andre Champagne, our producer, Tiger Rag reporter and Louisiana Radio Network reporter as well. Let's bring in our next guest. It's Mike Rodak, who covers Alabama for 247. He's with Bama 247. And he joins us now. And, Mike, what are people in Alabama making out of the tumultuous changes that have occurred here at LSU? I mean, it's seismic, right? You know, a new football coach is coming, but a new athletic director fired. I mean, what's kind of the vibe there in Alabama as everybody looks at what's happening here at LSU?
Amusement is probably the word that comes to mind. I mean, honestly, it probably pales in comparison to Auburn, though. I think, honestly, yeah. Alabama fans are probably more in tune to what's happening, you know, down on the plains, and that's even that's been more chaotic. And I think it's the seventh different head coaching combination, you know, in terms of Iron Bowls in the last 7 years. So there's probably more attention on that one than there is LSU, in terms of people around here. But I don't know. I mean, obviously Brian Kelly beat Alabama a couple years ago, so I think there's a little bit of, you know, respect there for him. But at the same time, like, I don't think anybody's shedding tears up here that, you know, LSU is going through some issues, and, you know, it gives Alabama obviously a better chance of winning this year and next year as well. And then obviously this game is no longer going to be an annual game too. So, you know, it's not as big of a deal as the Auburn coaching situation, I'd say.
This is Todd. You know, Alabama, of course, is coming off of seven straight wins since that debacle in the opening game of the season against Florida State. But you guys know a little bit about having a coach that doesn't necessarily fit, which is what the biggest gripe against Brian Kelly was here in Baton Rouge, is that he didn't fit the culture, didn't fit the school, didn't fit LSU. How did you guys suddenly make Kalen DeBoer fit and win seven straight, including four top 25 victories in a row?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, he's definitely changed this year. I think he's, he's obviously, he's perceptive enough that he's picked up on the things that people haven't loved about him since he's gotten here in terms of, you know, they want him to coach players harder and show more emotion. And I mean, at first they were mad that he was wearing a t-shirt and a hoodie, and now they don't want him to not wear the hoodie. So, you know, I think he's aware of what people say, what people think. I think he just did an interview last week where he talked about walking by the TVs and he's taking pictures of what people are saying about Alabama and showing it to the players, and see that he definitely sees it all. And I think he's kind of absorbed that. And especially this year, players have talked about him kind of being harder, and he's used some more colorful language. Because if you've been around Kalen DeBoer, like, he's a very mild-mannered kind of upper Midwestern coach that, you're right, didn't really fit what you'd expect in the SEC. Obviously, it was a much different style, you know, than Nick Saban. So, you know, the pendulum has swung a little bit with him, and we saw that walkout entrance before the Tennessee game where he was slapping the goalpost and clapping and all that. And, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily if he had written a book on like his way of coaching and what he ideally wants to do. I don't know if this season is in that book, but he's definitely adapted. And if he feels like this is what his team needs this year and it's working, then he's kind of stuck with it. So, you know, they've won seven games, like you said. You know, it hasn't been all pretty and clean. And obviously the last game against South Carolina was, you know, a pretty good example of that. But they're finding ways to win. They're getting the turnovers when they need to. And, you know, three more games left here in the SEC for them to, you know, kind of secure a playoff spot.
Do you think that – I think it's still at 10.5 points, the line. Does that ring true for what you're expecting on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think that feels about right. I think it started at like 12.5, and it's kind of come down a little bit. I think there is that unknown factor of an interim coach and obviously a different play caller on offense too. So, you just have to see how LSU reacts to that. Obviously, they're a talented team. I think Alabama's defensive coordinator and, you know, some of their players this week have already said that this is the most talented group of skill players that they've seen this year. So, you know, there's potential. I don't know if, you know, you guys would probably know better than me. I don't know if players were not playing for Brian Kelly and now all of a sudden they're going to play for Frank Wilson and play harder. I don't know if that's an accurate depiction of it, but, you know, sometimes when a team has a coaching change, they come out more inspired and more enthusiastic. And I think, you know, that's probably going to be the case here. I think that's what Alabama's expecting. And it's also the unknown of, you just don't know, you know, they might be the same plays offensively, but what are the tendencies of the new play caller compared to Joe Sloan? And, you know, how does that present itself on Saturday night? I think that's probably playing into the line coming down a little bit.
All right, I have a couple of off-tangent questions for you, and then our producer, Andre, has got one for you. But my questions are, how does Caleb DeBoer say family when he's talking? And does he dance on recruiting videos? And have you ever heard of the 1993 LSU-Alabama game when pigs flew? Have you ever heard of that story?
I have not heard of that story off the top, but yeah, he pronounces it like a guy from North Dakota. there's been a few words here and there that you can kind of pick up on that, you know, that Dakota accent with him. And yeah, because people associate him with the West Coast because he was at Washington and Fresno State, but he's really, in terms of where he grew up and where he coached most of his career, is really the Midwest. So that's more what he's, yeah, what he's about. But no recruiting dancing videos. Although I will say the player that Brian Kelly danced with was Danny Lewis, who is currently a tight end on Alabama.
Yeah,
I don't know if he'll play in this game because he's injured, but kind of an interesting side note there.
Well, the pigs flew when pigs fly reference came in 1993. I'd have to look back to make sure, but Curly Hallman and a downtrodden LSU football team came in and to Alabama, taking on number one Alabama. I don't think LSU had won an SEC game yet. It was late in the season like they always are, and LSU won after a Tuscaloosa newspaper had said when LSU will win when pigs fly. So pigs flew that afternoon.
Ah, well, taking flight. Yeah, it's interesting how things change. But, yeah, it's an interesting rivalry. You know, to see it kind of go away and not be an every year thing is going to be weird for me because my first year was 2019, and just the intensity of that game in 2019 and all of the first-round picks and draft picks in the field that day, and to kind of see where LSU is now. And obviously Alabama is probably not quite at the dominant level that they were 5 or 6 years ago. It's to not play that game every year, it feels like a little bit of a loss, but I think Alabama fans are also kind of cheering to, you know, having to play Mississippi State every year instead of LSU with
poor
the new schedule.
Poor Bama.
Hey, Mike, this is Andre. I just wanted to ask you, Alabama is right there with LSU kind of at the bottom half when it comes to running the ball. Is that kind of a concern going into this game? It kind of seemed like that's been a problem at times this year. Is that something that's been kind of raising eyebrows right now?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say it's been a consistent problem in pretty much every game they've played. And, you know, they had Jim Miller out for the first couple weeks of the season. He came back, but yeah, there's a ceiling with him. He's not the shiftiest runner. He's not going to make a lot of people miss. He does get some tough yards sometimes, but it's a pretty far cry from what Alabama had, you know, several years ago at running back. And they've cycled through some different guys. They've kind of put guys on the bench. They've, you know, had some other guys in the field at running back. They're trying everything. And same thing with the offensive line. I mean, they've cycled through some of these games. They're playing 9 offensive linemen and just rotating every series. So, you know, they're trying everything they can, but it hasn't worked, and that is a concern. I don't know if you can win deep into the playoffs, especially if it's a situation where you have to go north in the playoffs, if they, you know, if they lose and they're a lower seed, to be able to run the ball later in the season. That's going to be important, and they haven't done that very well. They've tried to manufacture it, you know, with Jeremy Bernard, their wide receiver. So I would expect some trick plays, some kind of unorthodox ways of getting yards if they just can't line up their running back and get those yards traditionally. And they don't have Jalen Milroe, obviously, anymore. And he was electric against LSU the last 2 years. Those were his two best games as a rusher. And Ty Simpson's certainly not going to run the ball quite as much or nearly as much as Milroe did. So they need to find some rushing yards in different ways.
Mike, last question for you. Your thoughts on how Ty Simpson has played. Just the one interception. He completes a bunch of passes. The guy is, you know, depending on how November goes, he could be a Heisman candidate finalist. Give us a sense of just I think LSU probably breathing a bit of a sigh of relief that he's not a mobile quarterback, because LSU has not been able to figure out how to stop one over the last 2 years. As you remember, Jalen Milroe just scored another touchdown in Tiger Stadium as we're speaking. So give us a sense of what LSU is facing in Ty Simpson.
Yeah, 8 rushing touchdowns in those 2 LSU games for Milroe. It's pretty crazy given what he did against everybody else. Like, Alabama fans wanted to run that guy out of here by the end. And yeah, it seemed like LSU, he just dominated. But yeah, Ty Simpson, I mean, definitely a different quarterback. He's much more of a pass-first quarterback. I think, and they've tried to really beat that into him this year too, because he wants to run. He does have that kind of gunslinger mentality where he wants to get outside the pocket and make plays and use his feet. And I think he's realized he can't do that in the SEC like he could in high school back as a 5-star prospect in Martin, Tennessee. So it's more about his mind, and he's the son of UT Martin's coach, Jason Simpson. He's a really smart football mind, you know, much like Nussmeier. So he really gets football. He gets the decision-making part of it. He doesn't throw picks. He puts the ball where it needs to go. And, you know, the passing aspect, and you combine that with the receivers that they have on this team, it's pretty impressive. It wasn't good for most of South Carolina, but at the very last drive when they needed him to come through, he did. And he's been great for him this year.
Should be an interesting game, Mike. Probably one of those typical LSU-Alabama games where it's close at half and then maybe Alabama pulls away in the second half. But I do think LSU's going to play with some fight in this game, at least early on, that's for sure. Appreciate your time.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Mike Rodak, who covers Alabama for Bama 247. We'll take a break. Man, we got a lot to get to here. Huge day involving LSU, the university, the athletic department. We'll continue to break it all down here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Baton Rouge was a life for me. Home of the LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Man, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealers Studio, Jeff Palermo along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and Andre Champagne. Guys, just think about the dramatic change that we have seen here over the last, I was just counting it up here myself, what, 9, 10 days since Brian Kelly was fired, October 26th?
What do you mean, just you think about it? Like, what else can we think about? What else can we...
but just, I mean, it is insane. It is absolutely insane that you fire the coach, the athletic director gets dismissed, you now have a new president in place, you have a chancellor in place. I mean, it's like if you went on vacation and then you came back and your next-door neighbor added, like, you know, two rooms to their house while you were gone for a week. It's just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? It is crazy, and it, like we said last week, it was totally surreal then, and we didn't even know the half of it for sure. We anticipated some of these things happening, but we didn't anticipate them happening as rapidly as they did after last week's show. Because if you remember last week, we only knew at that time for sure that Brian Kelly had been fired. But obviously there was the avalanche that we've seen over the last 9 days was occurring on the inside much more frequently and often than we were aware of. And a lot of that's coming to light now. So it'll be make for interesting stories moving forward, I would think, for the next several months.
Well, look at just how everything fell into place, right? I mean, they sped up the presidential search selection process.
Significantly, because they weren't going to do that until April, right, originally?
I don't know if it was going to be April as far as...
Well, he wasn't going to assume...
I think it was at least... Yeah, I think you were thinking December, but after Thanksgiving, maybe.
But
Piper Hutchinson would know for sure.
But they weren't going to start until, like, working.
Oh, yeah, he's still in his... And Roos said today he does not know his exact timetable as far as when he will officially be president. But let's face it, he is... I mean, he's calling the shots now or something. You know, there's a lot of people. Somebody's calling the shots, right?
Yeah.
For all this to just kind of fall into place the way it has.
Well, he's the one who made the decision and is on verge just a few minutes ago. So removing the interim.
Well, here, Andre's got a couple of sound bites here of Wade Roos talking about Virge Ausberry and what his thoughts were on him. And again, if you're just joining us, Virge Ausberry will be the permanent athletics director, according to multiple reports. Go ahead, Andre, play what we have from Wade Roos talking about Virge Ausberry.
Yeah, so right now we have an interim director here. Heath has done an amazing job. He has a job to do at McNeese in terms of trying to have a very good basketball season. I support Heath and McNeese. But right now we have an interim athletic director at Virge, and I'm going to support him with every ounce of energy I have. I will immediately go meet with the interim AD and find out where he's at on that search and be there to support him in whatever way I can. But let's not underestimate, this brand is a global brand. This is a global brand. And a big part of that global brand happens in Tiger Stadium. So we need to make sure that we are illustrating and showing that we have the stability in place. And we need to not be afraid to say we have the best job in America right here in Baton Rouge, and we're going to go hire the best coach available for that job.
And we'll hear a little bit more from Wade Roos as well. And then in that first part, I think Matt Moscona was one of the first that probably, our good friend Matt Moscona over at ESPN 104.5 and 104.9 was one of the first to report that after Scott Woodward was fired, that among the candidates of possible replacements for Scott Woodward, Heath Schroyer, who's been the athletic director at McNeese now, for a couple of years and hired Will Wade, was a potential candidate to be the next AD here at LSU. That will not happen. But we will talk at the top of the hour with Jim Gazzolo of the American Press, who covers McNeese State Athletics. And we'll get his thoughts on Wade Roos, and we'll talk a lot more about that meeting that occurred that really got the got Governor Landry and Scott Woodward not seeing eye to eye, and we'll get into a lot more of that with him. But we got one more segment to come here with Tiger Rag Radio. Let's take the break. and continue talking here about Virge Osbury is the new athletics director and the search for a new football coach. So we'll get to that when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... With multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Radio.
The details do matter. Every step, every hand on the ground, every route, everything that we do has a purpose. We are really focused, and our attention to detail is going to be unmatched.
There's another one, Todd. We got to change. He's no longer the athletics director.
I mean, what are you doing? What do you do?
Things are
today?
Happening so fast. I can't keep up with them.
Oh, man.
Todd, since we haven't commented publicly here on Tiger Rag Radio, your thoughts on the firing of Scott Woodward?
Well, I mean, my thought on him being fired was it was inevitable. I think that he did some good things for LSU, and I think he did some things that are going to be harmful for LSU for years to come. In terms of financial decisions and just spending. Obviously brought in Jay Johnson, great job. Brought in Kim Mulkey, great job. I think Taft is probably happy to see him go because I think that their funding has been basically wiped out, and we'll see more about that as the 2025 fiscal year budget comes out, or the actual numbers on the P&L come out, which will be next month, or actually 2 months from now. And I think that the hiring of Brian Kelly was a huge, colossal mistake in retrospect. And I think that when you listen to the interview that we had earlier with Verge, that every criteria when I asked him what he was looking for in a coach that he named was the anti-Kelly. And I think that's why Woodward is no longer here.
It was a $100 million mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And usually if you're running a corporation or a business and you make a $100 million mistake, you do not survive. My biggest thing with it is I just don't like how it went down with the governor being involved. If this was something that the LSU Board of Supervisors thought on their own, that this was the decision that needed to be made, fine. But I don't think the governor's got all the information on this. And we'll get into this a little bit more about the rift between, Governor Landry and Scott Woodward. Jim Gazzolo from the American Press will join us when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.